Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome, good evening. You are on with the Word Prayer Project, and I am your prayer partner, Pastor Steph. How are you? It's been a minute. It's been a minute. You know, we had a little vacation that, you know, everyone needed, the holiday and all that kind of good stuff. And here we are again. It is September 11th. A monumental day in our nation. As a matter of fact, in our world. We might as well say the world. So let me just take the time to say hello to my girl, Sean Teese, who is our engineer for It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. And she is our engineer for the Word Prayer Project, and she holds us down on Blog Talk. Let's say hey to Anika, who holds us down in StreamYard, and she's responsible for our Facebook Live as well as our YouTube Live, A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show. We get a check in from our girl, Ketty. Hey, Ketty. Good to have you with us. If you are on, let me know you're on. Let me know you're on. Say hello. Check in with Pastor Steph so I can give you a shout-out. We got our girlfriend Viv checking in. And Vivian is our Wednesday morning correspondent for the Due Time with Pastor Steph. And she holds down our socially conscious segment. And, wow, it goes down on Wednesday mornings on It's Due Time. So I want to say hello, and like I said, please give me an opportunity to let me know that you're out there. Check in and say hello to Pastor Steph. You know, we're in prayer on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. where we're trying to gather up all of God's people. We're making our climb to 1 million women, and we are not excluding the men, okay? And we're going to go through all of our prayer topics. You know, it's a little different. You know, normally when you have a prayer group, you know, everybody kind of throws in their prayer requests. But we have, God has given us a theme each time, and that's how we work. And I want to take the time to go through some of the themes that we've had. We had our very first prayer with one another in our Holding Hands and Holding Hearts series. We had impactful prayer for him. We prayed for all men. We then prayed for fathers and dads. We then prayed for our children. The fourth week was open. Anything that God put on your heart, anything you had on your heart. We then prayed for our moms, then our husbands. We then prayed for our siblings. And then we prayed for mental health, mental illness, depression. Our ninth week, we prayed for self-care and self-treatment. Our tenth week, we prayed for family. Then we prayed for the sick. We then prayed for service workers, anyone who services us. We then prayed for toxic habits, behavior, people, places, and things. We prayed then for someone who doesn't know Jesus. On our 15th week, we prayed for fire victims. We then prayed for crime victims. We then prayed for our friends. We then, in the 18th week, had a prayer of straight thanksgiving. We then prayed for kindness, then discipline, then patience, then strength. In our 23rd week, we prayed for rest. We then prayed for emotional hurt and pain. We then prayed for trust. Our 26th week was compassion. We then prayed for resentment. School, teachers, and students, as well as parents, was our 28th week. We then prayed for honesty. Then we prayed for thoughtfulness. We then prayed for someone who doesn't know Jesus and a deeper relationship with the Lord. We then prayed for those who choose to live the hard way. Ooh, that was big. That was big. On our 33rd week, we prayed for selfishness, then for love, and this week, how could we not pray for healing? You know, as this being our September 11th, you know, that was huge in this world, you know, when we had the planes crash into, you know, Washington. It was crashed in Washington. It crashed into the World Trade Center, and many, many, many lives were lost. You know, maybe you know someone, maybe you don't, but this was an occasion where it just didn't even seem to matter. You know, it hurt the entire country. It really did. It really did. It was just a blow to, you know, humanity, and just a senseless and horrible event. And when I looked at the date today, immediately healing came to mind. So if there's an issue with your healing, please make sure you check in with a prayer request, and I'm inviting you to put it into the chat line, and we'll definitely read it. Please don't hesitate to make sure you share with us, you know, if there's a prayer regarding some level of healing, okay? Make sure you check in with us, with Pastor Steph, to let me know you're out there so I can give you a shout. Shouting out to our girl, Bev. Welcome, Bev. God bless you as well. And we're so grateful that you're on with us tonight. You know, I want to take this time to just give a couple of scriptures regarding healing. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. You know, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you've been going through. I don't know what you've been through. But if there is something that's still stirring in you over an event that happened in your life, and it has just scarred you, that you have not been the same, go to God. I promise you, if you go to God, there is nothing too big for God to deal with. Nothing. You will find your healing in the Lord. Give him a try. And if you've gone to God and there is no healing, my suggestion to you is stay in the Lord. There's many reasons why you may not be healed. Trust me when I tell you, the only way you're going to find that healing is being at the foot of Jesus. It just got finished saying he bore. He didn't do anything. He didn't do a thing. He didn't do a thing. He himself bore our sins in his body. Can you imagine? Can you imagine just carrying the load of the world on your back, in your body? We can't even handle small things. But Jesus did all of that so that we would not suffer. So that if something happens, you know, all we have to do is take it to God and watch God heal us. Watch God take it all away. Watch God work it out on our behalf. You know, the Bible says that all things work out for the good of them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. Don't miss this opportunity to let God wipe your heart clean. Don't miss this opportunity for letting God wipe your mind clean. Come on, if there's something going on with you, if there are issues, if there's one issue, no matter how big or small it is, come on, put it in that chat room. We all got issues. We're taking before the Lord today everything that has something to do with healing. Come on in and join us. Tell a friend. We all have people that we know who are still suffering from times in our childhood. We go through things, and here we are, grown people, and we still talk about what happened in our childhood. But we were supposed to know the Lord. That's what we need to do. We need to make sure that we grasp on to the hem of his garment to ensure that we don't suffer any more than we have to. All right? Make sure you check in with Pastor Steph. I see our numbers are moving. For those who are viewing, just check in and say hello, Pastor Steph. Hey, I'm here. We want to send a shout-out to our friend Serge. Thank you for being the first man to check in the evening to you too. We pray that you're well. Come on, tonight we're talking about healing. We're talking about healing. And we want to make sure that you understand what God is to us in regards to healing. He is the greatest healer. Can't nobody, I don't care nothing about no surgeon. I don't care nothing about no doctors. I don't care nothing about anything. Medicine, he is the ultimate healer. Checking in. We got to check in from our girl, Margaret. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please let somebody know that you're on. Please let somebody know that, you know, I was thinking about you, and I know that, you know, you're going through some things. And we're talking about healing tonight, and I want you to be healed. I don't want you to miss this opportunity to be healed. Okay? The Lord says he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted. Did you hear that? He heals. He takes care of his people. The Bible tells us you have never, and you got to say it. You have to admit you've never seen the righteous forsaken nor begging bread. That's what the word of God says. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor begging bread. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. God doesn't go back on his word. He promises to heal. The Lord sustains him on his sick bed. In his illness, you restore him to full health. Psalm 43:3. Just think about it. It says, you restore him to full health. That's physical, that's mental, that's emotional, that's spiritual, whatever healing you need. I don't know the healing that you need, but we all need for God to cover something in our life, something that you're even thinking about more than you should be. Are you thinking about something more than you really need to be, and it's just something that just keeps going on in your mind? Then let's take it to the Lord. Ask God to wipe that slate clean. I don't want to think about this thing anymore, Lord. That's not the way we're supposed to live. Help me bring it to you and leave it at your feet. Help me to bring it to you and leave it at the altar. Okay? All right, we're getting ready to read our prayer requests soon because we have a lot today. A lot of prayer requests, and I bless God because people are understanding that they need to take this issue to God. Okay? You need to make sure you give God everything. Give it to him. Don't hold anything. Do you realize the more you hold it, the longer you hold it, that the sicker you're going to be? That sometimes we make ourselves even more sick. Do you realize that there's things that you do to your body that the Bible says brings rottenness to your bones? When you think you're going through all of this externally, but yet it's breaking you down. Why do you think it says, you know, stress is a silent killer? That's all that lack of healing that's going on in your life. Why? You're tearing yourself down. When I first read that verse that says, it brings rottenness to my bones, I was like shook. 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 I was like, oh. So there's the spiritual and written word of God that says the things that we do can just make us ill. Because what do you think happens when your bones become rotten? Nothing stays intact. Nothing stays intact. Oh, we got to check in from our friend, Pastor Kim. Hello, Pastor Kim. God bless you. so happy that you've dropped by to say hello. And we're definitely going to lift up that gentleman before the Lord. Please make sure you put your prayer request in this chat room. We're about to read our prayer request right now. You know, tonight we're talking about healing. And healing is just so broad. Do you need healing from a physical illness? Do you need healing from a mental situation? Do you need healing from a emotional or mental situation? What about spiritual? Are you just torn up on the inside and you can't seem to get this thing with God right? Because something didn't happen up in a church or somebody just said something to you wrong and now, you know, if you all twisted, somebody did something to you at the job, now you questioning God. Oh, yeah, it goes down. It goes down just like that. And tonight we're gonna bring this together. We're going to touch and agree that we're not going to be hurting anymore, that we're not going to be suffering anymore, okay? So come on, get those prayer requests into that chat room. All right. Let us begin with our prayer request. I would like to pray and ask God if he can heal me from everything that I'm broken from. I would like to ask God to fully heal me to the point where I don't even know I was broken. Amen. I would like to ask God if he can heal, if he can deal with me in my time of healing, asking God if he could deal with all of my broken feelings and my broken actions, praying and asking God to heal anyone that I've hurt and asking God for them to be open to the fact that I wasn't done healing when I hurt them. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. That's huge. That's a huge thing to take to God. You know, asking for healing for those that I hurt while I was still broken, while I was still on my own tangent, when I was all jacked up and confused. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. We're praying for Mr. Darrell Smith and whatever healing that he needs. We're going to pray that, you know, he gets the healing that God has for him according to his will. So we're lifting him up before the Lord. We're going to pray for Pastor Kim's family. This is a woman who is always in the vineyard, working diligently in God's kingdom. And we pray that God heals everyone in our family, regardless of what it is that they might be going through. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. I would like prayer and ask God if he can heal me from everything that I'm broken from. I would like to ask God to fully heal me to the point where I don't even know I was broken. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading the same prayer all over again. Excuse me. Praying for Rihanna for her spiritual healing. She's walked away from the church with no plan or reason. Prayer for God's hand to not be lifted from her if that is his will. Pray for his will to be done in her life. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Pray for Andre and his spiritual healing. He could not separate himself from his relationships and become an individual. Praying that God heals his idolization of others before it is too late. Amen. Amen. Praying for myself and my spiritual healing. Praying that the words I said this week only promoted God's healing and not further destruction. And if it didn't, that God may point it out so I can repent. Praying that God heals my heart from any malicious thoughts I may have against anyone, but especially against enemies that were once friends. Praying that my thoughts align with God's thoughts and my heart aligns with his true will for my life. Praying for my compassion to be his compassion and my cares to be his cares. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying that God continues to heal me of all the traumas that has brought me. Praying that God heals Serge of all trauma that has occurred from him working for the NTA. Praying that Serge takes the healing and allows it to grow his courage and faith in God. Amen. Amen. Praying for Pastor Steph that God continues to heal her wound so she can continue on to the next step in journey of her healing process. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer request. Praying for my church family. Praying that God keeps us close and continues to heal us from our loss. Amen. Amen. Thanking God for the healing he has already granted me and those that follow him and his son. Thanking God for the healing he has given even when we don't want it. Even when we go and purposely reopen wounds. Even through our disobedience. Thanking God for the healing that comes from his mercy, grace, and unwavering love. Thanking God for the healing I received that I still don't even realize I have received. Amen, amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for Pastor Steph and her overall healing, that God continues to be close to her heart as he heals her broken heart. Praying for the Church of God, Seventh-day Sabbath Church of God, that we may seek healing for our broken hearts. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Lifting my spiritual healing up in prayer, praying that I continue to make room for God to heal me of all the things I feel but cannot explain. Thanking God for the progress he has been making in my emotional and mental state. Praying that he continues to address and heal my mind, desires, and my heart when it comes to sexual immorality. Thanking God for showing me the difference he makes when I invite him into every part of my life. Asking God to forgive me for each time I stood in the way of his healing power for me and anyone else. Praying that God can deem me trustworthy enough to assist him with healing those around me. Amen. Amen. Praying for my friend and sister Rihanna, asking Jesus to continue to make himself available to her, praying she understands the role she needs to play in healing her relationship with God. Amen. Praying for my brother Andre, asking God to continue to reveal his standards and morals to him so the healing in his life can really begin. Praying that he stops being a hindrance to his own healing and progression. Amen. Praying for Zach and the physical healing of his mother, praying that Zach learns the importance of building a relationship with God so that God can thoroughly heal his mind and desires. Praying that Jesus heals all the wounds Zach's flesh and the enemy has made. Asking God to touch his mother's body and heal her from any kidney issues and MS. Praying that her doctors can watch her heal outside of the medicine and techniques they are administering to her. Amen. Amen. Pray for Pastor Steph, asking God to continue to heal her body, mind, and heart, giving God thanks for her obedience when it comes to handing her cuts and wounds over to him, praying that she can look at those who hurt her in any way on any level with true godly love, knowing that God will heal her completely, speaking life over her emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. Again, for lifting me in prayer, thank you for that prayer request. I would like to pray for the healing of my family, church, and biological. Life will scar you up, and only God and you can see them. I pray that they stop leaning on their own understanding and trust God to heal the wounds. I would like to ask that they realize that just your heal doesn't matter, that the scars go away. Amen. Amen. I would like to pray for myself. I take for granted at times for the physical healing of my body, and for that I'm truly sorry, but God is the reason that I'm where I am currently. My mental healing, I pray that I will take my hands off of things and give it to God and allow him to heal my past scars. God is so able, and all I have to do is let him. Amen, amen, amen. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about turning over those scars, turning over those wounds, giving them to God and leaving them there. I believe that there's a prayer request for Ada Cuevas, and we pray that God will heal her from anything that she might be going through, that he would touch the very depth of her heart and her issues. Amen. Please, 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 if you have joined us, please do not lose the opportunity to be included in this prayer. Please put your prayer request in the chat room so that we can lift you in prayer. We're all here holding hands and holding hearts, leaving it to God, leaving it to God to do his perfect work in our lives, okay? Praying for my spiritual healing, that God shows me where I'm lacking and how I can improve. Praying that God continues to heal my breathing and thanking him for not letting it be worse than it was. Praying for my church family that we can be healed from any obstacles that comes our way. Praying for Pastor Steph that you can continue to heal her body and her heart. Thanking you, God, for giving her the strength to deal with every and all situations that come her way. Thanking you, God, for giving us a leader who's compassionate and who cares about how we live our lives in Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for keeping me lifted in prayer. Thank you so much for that prayer request. I ask God to heal me from the past distress I've put upon myself so I can recover from it and strengthen my faith in our Lord, that there's nothing he can't fix, and asking God to cover my many traumas at work, that I can overcome them and let them cause any movement in my heart. Amen. Amen. Asking God to help my wife Vivian, that she receives God healing from my past trauma wounds and some present, that she can have the strength to have the ability to know that God works. Amen. 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 Asking to heal my mom Gigi from losing her, from her losing my father 8 years ago, that she can pick herself up with God's help, and she gives herself to God, and she doesn't let the enemy help her think any different, but have God in her mind at all times. Amen. 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 Asking God to heal Erica from all self-inflicted pain, as well as pain caused by others, praying that she allows God to heal her in so many situations she's dealing with, asking God to tap into past issues that Erica has ignored so that he can heal her past trauma as well. Praying for her daughters, Brianna and Aria, praying that God heals her heart, heals their hearts, so that they may have a better chance at being with and in him. Amen. 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 I pray for the healing of Pastor Steph, physically, mentally, and spiritually. I pray that although she has physical limitations, you, God, will allow those ailments to get better. Even though she's a great leader of us and follower of you, she's still healing, so I pray that you can help her heal mentally from the scars of life. I pray that she's healed spiritually so that she's able to be obedient to you. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for lifting me up in prayer, and thank you for that prayer request. Lifting my grandmother up to Jesus, asking him to heal her heartache due to her losing her son, praying that God heals her heart towards my father, asking God to remind her of who she is in him, so that she will not interfere with the healing God has already started in this family. Asking God to heal her relationship with her sister and me. Praying that God's standards are shown heavily during this time. Amen. 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 Come on, put those prayer requests in. Before I start praying, I would love to read your prayer request. Amen. And thank you for that prayer request. Praying for my spiritual healing and my giving to God all that would keep me separated from him in complete honesty, removing from my heart anything that is not of him or any recent hurt that would hinder me from serving him completely, thanking God for the healing he has already allowed health-wise. Amen. Amen. Lifting my church family in prayer for continued healing so that we can remain on one accord in love. Amen. Amen. Also praying for healing for Rihanna that willingly walked away to live away and disconnected from the church family God provided. I pray that in her alone time, she allows God into their hearts and allows the Holy Spirit to bring to memory all she has learned and to help with any confusion or hurt she is carrying. May God help them to begin their restoration as they cannot do it alone. Amen. Amen. Pray for Andre and his healing. Allow him to release any past hurt, which would hinder his new walk in Christ, and that he seeks God for himself and not in connection to anyone or to please others. May he find his first love in Christ to lead him to be a godly man he was called to be. Amen. Amen. Tonight we are praying for healing. Is there something going on in your life that and you have somehow or another prevented the healing from happening? That God's desire is that we are all healed. That's why he sent his son, so that we don't live in a miserable state trying to figure it out on our own, trying to find ourselves, trying to wonder what's going on. So come on, put that prayer request up here in the chat room, and we will definitely lift you before the Lord. Praying for Jeanette and her continued healing and maintaining her from MS. May she continue to seek God for her help in her time of need spiritually. I also pray for Pastor Steph's healing in mind and body so she may continue being the uncompromising, unwavering leader God calls her to be, thanking God for what he has already done in her life and will continue to do. Amen. Thank you for that, for lifting me up in prayer. Praying for my biological family for healing as we all manage through the serious health issues with my Aunt Dee, lifting her in prayer for God's will, that she may be healed from her illness as he has done before, asking for his strength to be poured out into my aunt, my Uncle Mark, and their two sons as God will be there for them. Amen. Amen. Praying for all the families who are in remembrance of their loved ones on 9/11 and that they may be comforted. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Asking God to heal Pastor Steph from anything that may try to break her down and her heart, asking God to continue to strengthen her from wounds and spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Amen. Thank you so much for lifting me in prayer. Thank you for that prayer request. Thanking God for beginning the healing between my aunt and her aunt and her aunt and cousin. Thank you, God. Amen. Praying for the healing between my father and me. Praying that I start to care about our relationship so that I don't interfere with God's work. Amen. Amen. Thanking God for already. Kind of lost my way here. Give me a minute. I'm sorry. Thanking God for already starting the healing process within the situation that has plagued my church this past week. Thank you, God, for already moving. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Asking to heal Rihanna from anything that may cause her to tear herself from God or causing herself harm and those around her. Asking God to heal Andre that he may grow himself into God and that he will let himself heal from whatever emotions and spiritual that he let God touch him where he doesn't let himself to continue turned alone, and he expresses his desires for God, that he stands for God and not unto others. Amen. Amen. Praying for Darrell, asking God to heal him from everything he has been holding on to from his past. Amen. 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 Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for the recent baptism candidates of my church and that they allow God to search them and heal them from any and everything that would hinder them from truly surrendering to God so he may do his perfect work in each of them. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for Michael, asking God to heal him from all past and current trauma so that he can stop interfering with his growth and the growth of his daughter. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for those prayer requests. And I want to read the scripture before I actually begin to pray. It says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. And that's James 5:16. Amen. Praying for all the pastors of the It's Due Time crew for their healing from anything that they deal with personally as they strive to bring God's word daily on the broadcast, which has been a blessing to all that listen in. Amen. Amen. You know, tonight we're praying for healing, and it is definitely appropriate as today the world, you know, is reminded of 9/11, the brutal, senseless killing of so many innocent people. And we're just lifting before God all of those who were affected, all of those. And we all have been affected indirectly and, you know, nonetheless. But for those who really lost people, you know, during that incident and that event, you know, we really lift them up in prayer tonight. You know, only God could heal, you know, such a hurt and pain. And we definitely want to lift them before God, keep them lifted before God, you know, as, you know, we are coming together just to, you know, pray together, you know, regarding any personal healing that you may need. Okay? So it's not too late to check in with Pastor Steph. We want to say hey to Erica. Thanks for dropping by, Erica. Saying hello. Oh, we got our girl, our friend Renee in the house. You know, a few months ago, we would say hello to two Renee. You know, very personal friend, sister, Renee Parker. And we had our friend Renee, who would check in with us from time to time, who was my neighbor. Well, unfortunately, she lost her battle with cancer a couple of months ago, my neighbor Renee. And we're going to lift the Melvin family in prayer, as I know they are still hurting from that loss. A beautiful woman, lovely, lovely, lovely woman. And, you know, I remember just her joining us on her own from time to time without even being invited. So, you know, we want to definitely keep them lifted before the Lord if they need some great healing in their life. We want to pray for Pastor Thomas Cooper and his family, as he has lost his father this week. And again, a loss, you know. I know Pastor Cooper, and, you know, I'm really saddened to hear about his loss. And we are definitely lifting up the Cooper family in prayer as they deal with that loss. You know, loss of a parent is major. And we definitely want God to just heal their hearts and restore them, you know, in due time to, you know, just normalcy, as close to normalcy as possible. So, you know, if you have someone that you want to lift in prayer, if you want to be lifted in prayer, please, you know, put it in the chat room, so that we can read it after the prayer goes forth. And, you know, thank you for, you know, the family, you know, that, you know, we know she's at peace. She's sleeping. And I'm just resting and waiting for the Lord to return. So thank you so much for your condolences. And, you know, as we lift these families up in prayer who have lost family members, it's important that we lift them up in prayer because they need us. They need us now. You know, they don't even know that people are praying for them, that people are loving them with the love of the Lord. So I'm sure that their hearts are lifted even a little bit when, you know, we pray. Because remember, the Bible verse just says the prayers of the righteous avail as much. So we know God is answering our prayers. So let's go before the Lord holding hands and holding hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, our God, our help, from ages past, our hope for years to come. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, God, thanking you for who you are and who you have been, that it was your healing that allowed us to wake up this morning. It was your healing that allowed us to go through the day safe, away from all hurt, harm, and danger. And Lord, I want to say thank you because you did it one more time. Before we ask you anything, we have to acknowledge how great you've been. And Lord, you know, seeing the name Renee, God, I want to put Pierce. Oh, I want to put Pierce on this gratitude list as he's just celebrated his birthday, God. And when Pierce was born, he was premature, had all kinds of tubes and needed so much care and needed so much love and needed so much attention. God, but you showed that you are the great healer, that he's running track with stars underneath his feet, all kinds of trophies, only because of your healing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. That is a true testament of how great your healing power is. That we could actually make a phone call to say happy birthday 14 years later. How great you are, Heavenly Father. We love you, Lord, for all that you have done in each and every one of our lives, God, because we couldn't be here right now if not for your healing power. Whether we were sick yesterday, whether we were sick 2 years ago, whether we were sick 2 minutes ago, you have healed us, God. And everybody who needs healing right now, we can attest to the fact that you've already healed us. You've healed us in the past. That's why we know we can trust you with the healing that's needed right now. Thank you, God, for healing us when we didn't even know we were sick, God. Thank you, God, when we should have been ill, but we weren't. Thank you. Thank you, Father, when we should have been dead, sleeping in our grave, but you said no. Thank you, God. When we were supposed to be dead, but we cried out to you, God, and we asked you for another chance, and you said yes. Thank you, Father. We ask you, God, to touch every life of every individual and family who lost someone during the 9/11 tragedy. We ask you, God, to just cover them from head to toe, God, that although it happened many years ago, that we can't determine the level of pain someone is still going through. There are children without mothers. There are children without fathers, grandmothers, aunts, uncles, friends, co-workers,
there was loss across the board, God. And we pray that everyone would allow you, would just stand up, would position themselves to feel your healing. Because there are others who are no longer grieving, but who's celebrating life. So we ask you, God, to just help lift up those who are still mourning and grieving, that they would feel better, that their healing would begin at the sound of this prayer, that whatever has happened that causes them to feel the way they felt way back when, we ask you, God, to just cover it. Touch them, God. Introduce yourself to them, God, in a different way, in a way that they would understand this time. We're grateful to you, God, for knowing our needs, for handling our needs, for dealing with us, for never leaving us alone. Thank you. Because we could be dealing with all of these issues all by ourselves. Lord, we're grateful, again, for the way you have healed us, and we never even knew that there was something wrong. How many times, God, have you healed us from even physical illness? That it could have been worse, but it wasn't. Because you already had your hand on the situation. Thank you, God, when we got blows that other people would have responded differently. But because we allowed you to do healing in other areas, your healing was nothing to us now. We felt that healing instantaneously. We didn't have to wait for it. We didn't have to go through the process and then feel your healing power with a before and after experience. But by the time it got to us, by the time the blow was received, you had already done the healing. Thank you, Father. And please, I pray, God, that people would no longer underestimate how great you are, that people would not underestimate how great of a healer you are, that people would not run, that they would stop running when you're standing right there and they're running away, and it's going to be costly because they're going to drag themselves through the mud instead of allowing you to just be who you are. Thank you, God. Oh, I say thank you, God, because there were days we didn't even know what was going on. I keep saying that over and over again because it's real. Thank you for not letting me know everything. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for just helping me get to the point where I don't have to know everything. I just give you thanks for taking care of the stuff that would hurt me, that would bring me to a level of depression or a level of confusion. But you already took care of it before it even got to me. How wonderful you are. Thank you. And that's why I choose to serve you. That's why I am unwavering. That's why I am uncompromising. Because nobody can tell me how great, big, and wonderful you are. And I pray, God, that as I cover this group in prayer, anybody who hears this futuristically would also feel your healing power, God. That there's a reason why you're on top of everything. When we want to hide, when we want to run, when we want to act as though you don't exist, there's a reason why you're on top of everything. Thank you. Thank you, God. You're awesome in all your ways. Thank you, Father. We ask you, God, that anyone who might be traveling right now,
that you give them traveling mercies. We ask you if anyone right now is hurting physically, that you heal every bump and bruise, every wound, every ailment you cover. For those who are hurting and need healing emotionally, God, because somebody trampled over their feelings, or because someone disregarded their feelings, because we have walked into things that we should not have. Whatever the situation is, God, I ask you to cover it. I ask you to cover it. Give everyone just a pause from anything right now. We ask you, God, to cover everyone mentally, that no one's confused and scrambled and, you know, can't figure their way out, because all we have to do is, again, give it to you and leave it there. Thank you. Thank you for any of us who are suffering spiritually, God. Thank you, Father, for always being right there, even when we don't want you there. Thank you for being right there, God, when we didn't even know you. Thank you, God, for just being there when we put somebody else in that position and thought that they were going to be the answer. They were going to be the end all and be all. But you stood right there to prove otherwise. Thank you. That again, even when we put the job before you and we were healing, we were aching, you healed us from that idolatric living. Thank you, God. When money was the focus of our attention and we were broken, you healed us, God. And you helped us realize that it all belongs to you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for all of the times you've sent someone our way to be our friend, that who could really service us properly. And that helped us in the healing process. Thank you, God, for all the times that you used us and we were obedient to your word, because a great big healing needed to be done and we had to be a part of that process. Thank you that there's no blood on our hands. There's no blood on our hands. That we did it properly. Thank you, God. We lift your name high, high. And we give you the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. We got to check in from our friend, Pastor KL. You can hear Pastor KL on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph every week. Giving God thanks. Giving God thanks. Don't miss your opportunity to hear him. Oh, what a mighty God we serve, for real. And he continues to keep a hedge of protection around us. Even when we are stepping in our own way. Even when we ain't trying to hear God no more. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful. Because Jesus is the one who has helped us with all of this. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I always love to share and spend time with you. Please do not miss the opportunity to have a wonderful start of the day. Okay? Oh, we have thanking God for healing all the due time crew members. Amen. Don't forget, we're on every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. It's on Block Talk Radio at 7 a.m. in the morning till 9 a.m. in the morning. If you miss us, it's okay. Because as of 9:05 every single morning,
you can hear us on Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Podcast, Apple iTunes, Apple Podcast. What else? Who did I miss? Did I say iHeartRadio? Did I say Audible.com? Please do not miss an opportunity to check in. We have the best Due Time Crew members that will definitely make your morning different. Thank you so much for checking in and hanging out with us today. And my prayer is always that God continues to bless you and heal you from anything, anything that you're going through, and that you will always acknowledge him in all your ways and lean not to your own understanding. Because doing that helps you stay ill. All right. I love you. I love you all. Thanks to our girls in the background who make it happen, Shantice and Anika. If it weren't for them, there would be no It's Due Time with Pastor Steph or the Care Project. What we got here? What we got here? May what you give out find its way back and bless you all the days. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Love you.